Welcome to another Michigan Writers Series evening. This evening with Peter Levine from MSU's own Department of History. He is a scholar of baseball and sports, and both of those with American Jewish identity, and he has written widely on these subjects, including a fiction book called The Rabbi of SWAT, published by Michigan State University this past year. Although Professor Levine is not necessarily going to be reading from that this evening, I've chosen to ask him a few questions about it because it, I think, is interesting to hear somebody who has based his reputation and built his reputation, I should say, on the scholarly pursuit of facts and putting an immigrant ethnic group into a historical setting to take these same elements and make fiction of it. And I think it would be interesting to hear why he did that.
Well, the answer is actually pretty simple, Jane. I discovered about 15 years ago that I'm a writer, and that's something that I have to do, and that I do virtually 4 or 5 days a week on a regular basis. And I was in the middle, about 15 years ago, I guess it is now, researching a book called Ellis Island to Ebbets Field, Sport and the American Jewish Experience. And I had gathered a lot of stuff to finish that book, but I wasn't ready to write it, but I needed to write. So I started playing around with an historical moment that I had researched involving a young baseball player named Andy Cohen, who had been brought up to the New York Giants in 1928 by John McGraw as a way of drawing Jewish immigrants to the ballpark and to challenge the dominance at the gate of Babe Ruth. And one thing led to another, and I started writing a novel. Having never done that before, it was sort of novel to write a novel, so I sort of played with that for a while. And then I came back and I put it aside and I finished Ellis Island to Ebbets Field, and I went back to the novel. And then I got a wonderful opportunity with a very good friend of mine, Bob Lipsyte, who writes for the New York Times, to do a TV series and a book for Ted Turner called Idols of the Game. So I did that, and then I got back to the novel, and finally I finished the novel and sent it to some friends and got some good feedback, and then revised it and then sent it off, and lo and behold, it got published. It was a wonderful experience, one that I now will do again. I'm in the middle of something else right now, but not ready to talk about that. It was nice for me, particularly as somebody who's been an historian, as you said, to forget about all that stuff. I never...
But you don't forget about it. You have historical figures that walk in
lightly. Right. There are historical figures. Babe Ruth figures in very prominently, both as an actual...
there are walk-ons like William Jennings Bryan.
He's dead in this novel, but
a lot of them are dead.
What I meant was that unlike people who write historical fiction and tell you that they will spend hours and days researching all the details and the facts, I could care less. Just the opposite. I've done this for 25, 30 years. Whatever facts I remember, which are less and less as I get older, who cares? And so, in fact, in this novel, I sort of reimagined the 1927 baseball season and ended up having the New York Yankees and the New York Giants in that World Series, which never did happen, of course. We can't say who won, obviously. And I have Babe Ruth both as an historical figure and also as a 100-year-old ghost who comes back and haunts me, so to speak, as the novelist as I wrote it, which was sort of fun. I mean, I had heard that novelist claim that characters take over the pages, and well, in fact, it's true. And it was a real experience.
This is as much about Babe Ruth as it is about Maury.
Right. Well, very good. I mean, when I started writing this, I mean, one of the themes that's run through almost everything I've written, and that has become much more conscious, in fact, what I will talk about tonight is very upfront. It's a first-person kind of account of things. It has to do with growing up in New York and coming to terms with that life, particularly my father and myself, and And when I started writing this, I said, well, here it goes again. I have no control over this. It's Maury Ginsburg and his father, and it's me and my father, and But in fact, it was Babe Ruth who took over the novel and who became my favorite character. And I think it's probably the best fully sketched character in the novel. And quite frankly, I think better than what most people have done with Babe Ruth. And I would add that long before the guy who wrote the Ronald Reagan biography introduced the conceit of having a fictional, of imposing himself in the novel, I did that with Babe Ruth, so. And with much less damage to history, I would say, as well.
Well, fathers and sons is clearly the theme that you bring mm-hmm. forward. I mean, the subject is baseball and the Jewish experience, but what you're talking about
right.
is the... you put it one way, the pen... I should find it here. But you expressed it very, very brilliantly and charmingly,
thank
I
you.
Think, in the Penance and Pendants. Do you
I don't
remember?
Even remember.
I don't remember. I shall have
it's been
to
a while.
Find it then. Because it was just when I was thinking about how much this is about... Well, I can't find it.
Well,
it won't take any more time.
But it's about Maury Ginsburg and his father, about mm-hmm. Babe Ruth and his father, and about, less clearly, my father and me. And coming to terms with accepting who you are and what you got and didn't get from people, and recognizing that it's not worth it as you get older to worry too much about what you didn't get and to mm-hmm. remember what you got.
And to present the array of choices about fathers and sons, which...
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that is about that. So, yeah. And it's got sex.
Oh yeah, right.
And I made sure I had everything in it.
It has everything.
And I have the movie rights, so that's the main thing. So.
Have you been approached?
No. My goal would be to be Babe Ruth if I got the opportunity.
Really?
So.
What can you tell us about what you're doing now?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I have several different lives, and one of those lives is an actor, is the life of an actor, and I've done a lot of work here in East Lansing, mostly with the MSU Theater Department. And fall of 97, I had a sabbatical in New York, and I went there with three purposes in mind. One, to work on a book, which I'm still working on, about Death of a Salesman,
mm-hmm.
which involved not an academic book, but a book that involved talking to actors and directors about their conception of that play and how they deal with it over time, and also talking to everyday people and their experiences with the play. It's been a wonderful experience. I've gotten to interview everybody from Arthur Miller to Dustin Hoffman and Brian Dennehy and the like. But I also went to see what it would be like to live in New York again, which is where I'm from, and also to pursue my acting interests. And so I took a lot of classes in New York, and a friend of mine, Bob Lipside, who I mentioned earlier, said, keep a journal, this could make a great book. Well, I did, and came back from New York with about a 400-page journal that I actually began before I left. And over the last year or so, I've been crafting it into what I guess is a memoir. I'm not sure what it is. I decided there was room in the world for an uplifting middle-class Jewish memoir as opposed to another depressing Irish one. So that's what I'm doing, and I'm almost done with the first draft of it, and I've never sort of aired out except with my wife and daughter, and so tonight I thought I would play with it a little bit and see what it sounds
good.
Like. Because for me, as an actor and as somebody who's taught for a long time, what things sound like is very important to me, not simply mm-hmm. what it reads like on a written page. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see how it plays, so to speak.
Well, so are we. We're very much looking forward to hearing your reading tonight, and I'm sure our listeners will be very pleased. I thank you very much for talking to us this evening.
Thank you.